Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the meat markets are all kind of all over the place today, but the hog market's down 312. And, of course, the cattle market's been down sharply and then back a little bit higher. Fridays have tended to be higher on cattle, and then it's just weaving back and forth. Well, what's really running the market between being seasonally a high time and the market selling off, hogs tend to be lower the last week of the month of October, and then the cattle tending to dip off as well, even in a bullish year. We note that the news this morning that was published in a UK newspaper that the WHO, World Health Organization, on Monday is expected to announce or release some impending data that processed meats like bacon, ham, and sausages, that they're the number one cause of cancer, and red meats is number two. And so that's what caused the break this morning. It's still weighing on the hog market, but it's allowed the cattle market to rally when they tried to fill the gap from last Friday to Monday, got within 30 points on November feeders and couldn't get it. Shorts covered. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.